Chapter 4. Growing up, I used to wet the bed almost every night, but when Pimp and Smoove came to live with us, all that shit stopped in a hurry. Pimp and Smoove were my cousins from the Bronx. Their mother, Drusetta, was my mother's little sister. Pimp was 2 years older than me, and his brother Smoove was about a year younger. The three of us slept together on a raggedy sofa in the hallway of our one-bedroom apartment.
"Piss on me again,"
Pimp warned me after his second night of waking up itching, soaked in my warm piss.
"Just do it again, bitch, and see that I don't get my rubber band and wrap it around your dick."
I should have known better than to fuck with Pimp, but I went to sleep the next night and pissed, just like I usually did. But this time I woke up doubled over, moaning in pain. My joint was on fire, and it felt like somebody was squeezing the tip of it with a wrench. I looked down and almost screamed. A fat rubber band was twisted tightly around the head of my dick, cutting off my piss and my circulation. Pimp stood over me with ice in his black eyes.
"Can't no fucking babies be sleeping with me. Next time you piss on me, I'ma get me a knife."
Pimp's mother, Aunt Drew, was one of those stinky-ass crack fiends who rode the number 4 train back and forth all day, holding out a cup and pretending to be blind. She would get on at Fordham Road in the Bronx, beg all the way down to Brooklyn, and then beg back uptown and start all over again. My grandmother was a Puerto Rican wino from Spanish Harlem named Migdalia, but everybody called her Mimi. My mom's and Aunt Drew were her only kids. Mimi was a tall, light-skinned woman with long, wavy hair and high...